How does the House do business as a democratic institution when so many of its members went on record against democracy? On January 6, most House Republicans voted to overturn the 2020 presidential election. They were supporting the same false claims that former President Trump used to provoke an attack on the Capitol that day. House Democrats now say they don't trust their Republican colleagues. Many Republicans say that's unfair, that they're the true victims. The disagreement is affecting everything, including lawmakers' ability to investigate the attack itself. Here's NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis.
When Congress reconvened the night of the January 6th riot to finish certifying the Electoral College results, Illinois Republican Rodney Davis recalled huddling on the House floor with Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others. They discussed the need for a bipartisan approach for a commission or investigation to figure out what just happened.
And unfortunately, that bipartisan discussion didn't last too long.
As the top Republican on the House Administration Committee, Davis was one of the first lawmakers to introduce legislation to establish an outside commission to investigate the attack, modeled after the successful bipartisan commission Congress enacted to investigate 9/11.
Because we need to figure out what went wrong, and we need to do it in a way that's not partisan.
Davis voted to certify the election results on January 6th. 139 of his House Republican colleagues did not. For Democrats like Illinois Congressman Sean Casten, that was an unconscionable act.
I have taken a decision that I am not going to vote for things that are sponsored by anybody who gained their power through a Democratic election and then voted to overturn our democracy.
Last week, Casten forced a symbolic vote to protest a bill to rename a post office, one of the most mundane activities in Congress, because it was sponsored by a Republican who rejected the electoral counts in Arizona and Pennsylvania. In the nearly 2 months since the attack, tensions in Congress have only intensified in floor debate, in committee hearings, and in personal relationships. At an oversight committee hearing last week, Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly snapped at Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, one of Trump's most vocal allies in Congress.
I didn't vote to overturn an election, and I will not be lectured by people who did about partisanship.
The House Natural Resources Committee recently changed their rules to explicitly ban guns in the committee room, a decision seemingly targeted at freshman and gun rights enthusiast Republican Lauren Boebert of Colorado, who Democrats have criticized for statements and tweets they see as sympathetic towards the rioters. California Democratic Congressman Jared Huffman sits on that committee.
Many of us feel like it threatens our safety, and that's just not going to be allowed.
Democrats have felt so threatened by Republicans that they installed metal detectors for lawmakers to enter the House chamber and instituted fines of up to $10,000 for those who don't comply. Several Democrats have also alleged, without evidence, that some Republican lawmakers may have aided Capitol rioters. Here's Casten again.
I wish we didn't have to fear that they were bringing a weapon on the floor. I wish we didn't have to fear that they may have incited some of what happened. I wish we didn't have to fear that they may have been leading people around and showing them where the tunnels were. But it's not clear to me that they can be trusted.
Davis says the metal detectors and those kind of allegations have likewise eroded trust among Republicans towards Democrats.
It's very frustrating when you have colleagues without any evidence just throw out wild conspiracy accusations. And frankly, there's got to be some accountability on their behalf to provide that evidence or apologize.
All of this could be exactly the kind of thing an outside commission could investigate. But party leaders have so far been deadlocked over the makeup of the commission. Republicans want an even 5-5 partisan split, like the 9/11 commission. Democrats suggested a partisan 7-4 advantage. They also can't agree on the scope of the investigation. For now, top Democrats remain optimistic they will be able to reach a deal. Here's California Congressman Pete Aguilar, a member of leadership.
I think they'll get there. I really do. I think this is too important not to.
Congress may need to hand this investigation to an outside entity because there's no indication House lawmakers can do it together. Aguilar said most Democrats see the only path to reconciliation is for those 139 Republicans to say their vote was a mistake.
The more that they continue to perpetuate the big lie and continue to push back against it, it's really hard to move past that. So they need to acknowledge that Joe Biden was elected in the safest election and the fairest election ever held.
And that's not going to happen anytime soon. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.